KDLX Mobile.
Well, good morning. KB0, KBJ.
10-6 CLX, morning. Name here's Mike. On my way to the drudgery of work.
Hey, morning, Mike. Name here's Steve. I'm doing the same. How's things down there this morning?
On here, I'm hearing a couple repeaters. Yeah, doing okay this morning. Staying warm, staying dry. And got tomorrow off, so I think tomorrow, seeing the weather, I might just stay in bed.
What are they calling for tomorrow?
The cold front's coming through, so tomorrow morning it'll be, I don't know, something like 13 degrees. It won't get out of the 30s, and then Saturday it's getting even colder.
I think we'll start warming up by Saturday then. Sunday. Yeah. Chilly here too. Right now somewhere around 20 below. The wind's coming out to west at a good rate. Building up some pretty good drifts on the side of the road. Trying to cross the road. Surprised the snowplows ain't out. Clearing them off. We're running down the interstate here. See some drifts as you go through over bridges. Some of the drifts are, 3-4 feet high next to the driving lane there, but I guess there's been enough traffic to blow the rest off and then blow the driving lane clear. A lot of people traveling in the left lane this morning.
You're either pulling my leg or you're on EchoLink. Where are you at? Stuart?
No, I'm not pulling your leg. I'm up here in South Dakota, eastern part of the state. We got something like, I don't know, 40 below wind chill or something. So, yeah, I heard yesterday people, they were saying, well, it's supposed to be warming up this weekend. And after that, that'll be nice. We're getting up into the 20s for highs. And they were saying it with sincerity.
EchoLink on this thing. I was thinking either there's a band opening on 2 meters that I haven't experienced in years or something. I forgot about that EchoLink. I'm down here in South Carolina, so seeing drifts of snow. Oh, that's Armageddon.
Yeah, I know. I used to live down there. So, yep, I'm getting all excited. Our excitement has peaked. We're under a week's worth of wind, weather, blizzard, winter storm watch, ice blizzard. We had an ice blizzard to start it off with, ice storm. And the ice has not melted off the trees yet. That's a week ago, over a week ago. And let's see what else. Oh, I guess we're under a wind chill watch, wind chill warnings. Oh, they must have more snow down here where I'm at in Brookings right now. That's about 50 miles north of Sioux Falls, which is in the southeast part of the state. Yeah, they got nice banks here. Yeah, they're probably about 4 feet tall. Looks like they've got more snow than up north where I am at or live. Let's see here. Yeah, this is my turn. Yeah, we've been dealing with all kinds of fun. The novelties wore off. I don't know about it totally. I think people listened to the weather too much because they were like canceling schools and stuff. And I was like, yeah, it's cold, but it ain't really that bad. I think most of the weather is happening south of us right now, other than the cold. We haven't got but a couple inches of snow, so all the fun's happening south of us, which is okay by me.
Next to get in sync with that timer. Well, we're figured it's getting a little drizzle here. It started out with a little frozen rain yesterday evening. Just not much. It was slushy by the time it came down. But you could hear it, you know. I'll take that. But, you know, up there in the plains, Wyoming over to you guys. At least the saying was up in Wyoming when I lived in Colorado that it only snows once or twice a year. The rest of the year, it just gets worn out by blowing around.
Yeah, you know, it's serious when they start figuring in that for the budget spending as far as road maintenance, you know. They just keep on moving it. They call it snert. Snow mixed with dirt. Snow banks turn brown after a while, you know.
They got the signs illuminated on the interstate here. Caution. Winter storm work progressing. They're sending down, they're putting down salt. Really? They got money to spend on that?
I guess so. Got to spend it on something, huh? Make use of their equipment if they got it. I was watching weather in Great Falls, Montana, which is, say, two-thirds of the way west across Montana, which is, of course, a big state, as we know. So they're kind of on the edge of the cold stuff as far as the western edge of it. They're still cold enough. They're like, yeah, this was, I think it was even last night. They're like, well, current temperatures, the real bored-sounding weather forecaster. Current temperature is now 20 below zero. We'll be dropping down to 30 below zero with wind chills approaching 50 to 60 below zero. So yeah, that sounds all great. But then you look at their, you know, days coming up. It's Saturday, Sunday up to Monday up to 41 degrees. I was like, man, I wouldn't mind that. That's not going to happen here. It just stays cold here. You know, we'll be lucky to hit the 20s, like I said earlier. Those guys managed to get back up in the 40s that quickly after being 40 below. It's got to be nice, but it's all that mountain, you know, winds coming over the mountains causing the air to heat up as it descends and compress and heat up. So you had pretty good changes quick.
Above 30 this weekend, and then through the week it starts getting a little warmer in the 40s. By next Saturday, which, you know, New Year's Eve, I think it's going to be in the 50s. That's just the kind of weather that's perfect for the flu and cold.
Oh, isn't that the truth? Yeah, bounce around like that, right around that range, it does kind of make that stuff want to just grow like mad or whatever it does, however it does it. Well, yeah, a lot of the roads are real straight around here. And I took off, 45 minutes ago from my house. And just turning into McDonald's parking lot here. I noticed my steering is still stiff, the power fluid hasn't even warmed up all the way. I guess I haven't used it as much, you know, on straight roads.
That's why I grew up in California. I went to school in Colorado, lived there for a year or two after, and I said, nah, I'm done with this. I moved south. I remember one winter, I started up the car. Oil light stayed on for a good minute or two.
Yeah, you got all kinds of interesting things happen when you got this kind of cold. I haven't had this one in a while, so maybe the tires have gotten better, but I remember back in the day when I was a kid, the tires would have flat spots on them. After sitting, drive down the road for maybe 5 miles and just be bumping away, you know. But you still can freeze pop in your car and have the cans explode all over. I had the cashier at the Dollar General store tell me, yeah, my daughter had a 12 case of pop in her car. They blew up. Well, I, you know, I guess I haven't ever had that happen myself. So I mentioned it to another fella. He's like, oh yeah, I used to always drive the truck with this one guy, and he would leave cans of Diet Coke in the vehicle. And they'd blow up, and he said, it'd be all over. I told him after a second time, if you leave them in there, you're cleaning that place up. He said, it'd be on the windshield, on the ceiling, and everywhere. It'd pop, just explode all over from the cold.
Only time I had a windshield explode on me was last November when a deer ran into me. It hit me on the driver's window and jumped and came down on top of the Jeep.
Yeah, that's no fun. I just noticed I got a crack in my windshield yesterday. I guess it's from the cold. Just replaced this thing last year. I don't think replacement windows are ever as good as OEM windshields. They always seem to crack. Talking about deer, I whacked one that, it was earlier this year. Earlier this fall. And I guess it's winter now. Huh? In the fall I whacked one, but it didn't do much damage. Big enough vehicle. Slightest dent on the bumper, and that's about it. But it died.
That's fortunate. Yeah, this one totaled my Jeep. It caved the whole roof in right at the top of the windshield. Caved it in about 6 inches. So, I had to go out and buy a new used car at exorbitant pricing.
Yeah, most damage I've had this year, I ran into a pheasant. If you don't know what that is, there's a bird up here, you know, about the size of a chicken. I was cruising down the road, actually trying a little speed run with my 94 GMC Jimmy to see how fast the thing would go. I was trying to see if I could get to 100 mile an hour. Well, I made it, barely. Then I seen this pheasant just standing there. Maybe about time to move. No. He just jumped straight up. I hit him. I'm 97. But he hit the pillar where the door is, you know, so. He cracked the windshield, but it was already cracked, so no biggie. At least it didn't come through a grill. But, animals, they'll make a mess of your vehicle. I've never ran into a moose or even seen a moose. They don't have them around here. But they're tall ones. Heavy. I guess you hit them things, man, they'll just fall on top of your vehicle and really do a number on it.
Do a lot of damage and probably kill the driver. I had a bird years ago in New Mexico. I hit it with my mag mount, 2 meter Larson. All I saw was it couldn't have been a pheasant. I don't know what it was, but all I saw was a puff of feathers that I left behind. It was the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, I'd like to see how far that pheasant flew in the air that I hit. See it be on the angled corner post there. Thinking he went straight up for a long ways. Talking about puff of feathers, you ever see that video of that one baseball pitcher who threw a pitch and he hit a bird? It was a white puff of feathers. Threw the pitch, you know, they're doing 90 mile an hour with them pitches. Hit a bird, they're just flying by. Just poof. Looked like the baseball disappeared. But it was a white bird. Did it bend your antenna? I had an antenna get bent on one of the low hanging branches down there one time. Oh, maybe you didn't catch me on that transmission. I was asking if the antenna got bent, because I had one get bent on a branch while driving around down there once.
Sorry. No, it took a good wobble, but that was my old Larson. That cool rodded, a stainless steel rod. It would take a lot to bend that thing. And it might have knocked the tip off of it, but antenna worked fine.
I think I still got that antenna, and it's still bent. Well, I'm going to run into McDonald's here and see if I can't score some food. Bought a bag of extra long Twizzlers the other day, but they're sitting on the dash here. They're kind of cold. You know, they haven't warmed up totally from being out here in the vehicle all night. And I'm kind of getting tired of extra long Twizzlers for meals, so I should go get something a little more substantial.
Down the road somewhere, I guess. I'm getting close to work, so I'm going to say 73, drive careful, and Merry Christmas, N6CLX.
All right, same to you. Have a good Christmas, and enjoy your winter weather. Maybe it's all you'll get this year. Take care of 73, KB0KBJ. Yeah, KB0KBJ, mobile monitoring. KO4PXB, KB0KBJ. Good morning.
Yep, good morning, sir. How are you?
Oh, not too shabby. Just picked myself up some food for breakfast. So I'm going to enjoy that. Yeah, nice morning out. Clear skies, a little bit of breeze, a little cool. Nice day out, looks like.
KO4PXB, were you the same gentleman was talking about having the cold Twizzlers in your truck? And also, if you're talking about sunny skies and clear, I'm not sure if you're in South Carolina at this point in time, because it's definitely cloudy and a little bit windy here.
Yeah, no, I'm not in South Carolina. South Dakota, the other southern state. Yeah, it's clear skies, so that's nice. Always nice to see that, even if it's cold.
Is the temperature above freezing? Because I know a couple days ago you were saying that it did not even get above 9 degrees below zero.
No, not above freezing, nor above zero. It's probably around, I would say 15 below here in this town. Might be 20 below further north where I started. So, yeah, we got a 20-mile-an-hour wind. We're building up some pretty good drifts. That makes the wind chill pretty cold, you know. But it seems a pretty good drifts on the interstate. I was surprised to see that. Traffic was knocking them back, keeping them down, but man, right next to where you're driving, some drifts there. If you'd hit them, boy, we'd send you spinning down the road. Kind of surprised to see that they hadn't cleared that off yet, but I don't know. Maybe they're waiting until daylight or something. Which is, I guess it's bright enough out now. 7:45 in the morning, 7:50. Sun's not up yet, but it's still bright enough to see. It was dark when I took off at about 6:45 or so. But I think the sun gets up here maybe another 20-25 minutes or something like that. A little after, probably 8:15 in the morning, I'd say it gets up. I haven't really paid attention recently.
For PXB, I'm at the CVS drive-thru getting some meds. I'll be back with you in a few seconds.
Sounds good. I'll be here. I'll be enjoying my sandwiches. KB0, KBJ, I'll be standing by.